It's the 23rd of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Information analysed by the Institute for Public Policy Research shows that a percentage of Bedford residents on Universal Credit have had their benefits cut following a missed job centre appointment. The Home Office, which provides the source data, believe that 7.6% or almost 300 out of the almost 4,000 recipients in Bedford were sanctioned. Sanctioning usually involves a withdrawal or cut in benefit payments for those looking for work. The IPPR would like the practice to be paused during the current cost of living climate so that a proper investigation can determine whether the penalties should be allowed to continue. 48-year-old Shane Rouse will not go to prison for the death of his workmate, 20-year-old Harry Frost from Silso. Frost was standing in a blind spot when Rouse's lorry struck him on Ford End Road in Bedford. Mr. Rouse received an 18-month sentence suspended for 12 months. Chlorine gas leak at the Tiddeford Leisure Centre in Linslade led to a woman being taken to the hospital and Beds Fire and Rescue issuing a warning to surrounding property owners. Fire crews attended the scene yesterday morning, restricting public access to the area. Later during the day, the fire service provided an update on social media stating the incident was caused by chlorine gas which has been contained. Residents are advised to keep windows and doors closed as a precaution. Bedford Park's baseball court and fitness area is due for refurbishment beginning today. Bedford Borough Mayor Dave Hodson said it will be a modern and accessible space for people to exercise and play basketball in a safe environment. The project is due to be completed by the end of April. That's all from me today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.